It is, what do they call it, a super wild card weekend? Super wild. What a very creative term to hype up this weekend, where we have six games in total, three on Saturday, three on Sunday. It's going to be awesome. And you know him. He's been covering the NFL for a long, long time. He's been on the show before. You can find his podcast, Half Forgotten History. Here is Trey Wingo back on Overdrive. How you doing, Trey?
Good, guys. How are you? Yeah, super wild card weekend. What an awful name.
Yeah, super, brutal. Very, like someone got paid like $1.5 million a year to come up with
yeah.
that.
And I mean, we added a seventh seed. I don't feel super about that.
No. You know,
I mean, I'm happy for more football, but don't tell me it's better.
Right. Exactly. And when everyone, like every year we do the same thing. It's an evergreen topic, and it's a topic I love, and I know it's a topic you love. You know, which QB has the most pressure on them to perform this
exactly.
weekend? And it's there on a platter. Is there anyone in particular that you're going to circle back on this year and you say, that's my quarterback with the most pressure?
No, because they all have pressure.
Right.
I mean, it's all, you know, I guess you could excuse Brady, Rodgers, and Mahomes. Although you could make the argument, if you wanted to, that there's probably more pressure on Rodgers than anybody because he only has one Super Bowl and he's at the back end of his career and this might be one of the better teams he's ever had. So, I mean, if you wanted to go down that road that we always deal with those cards, I guess that's the way I would look at it. They're the number one seed in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Home field advantage means something at Lambeau. So, yeah, maybe there is more pressure on him.
Trey, a lot of people in our building, they might be fans of other teams in the NFL, but I think they got a soft spot in Buffalo,
yep.
the close proximity. How confident are you that we were just talking earlier? I got a feeling that they're going to do some real damage. Where are your thoughts on them?
Well, look, I've set my preseason prediction was the Chiefs over the Saints, and I'm not wavering on that, although I see the Saints as much more flawed, obviously, with the injuries to Drew and how he's just not played well.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, as good as Buffalo has been, and my God, they've been amazing. Like the last three games, they scored 142 points. I mean, let's just think about that. They scored 142 points over their last three games of the regular season. But when push comes to shove, someone's going to have to tap out Kansas City. And I know they sort of just messed around all season, and they didn't really play very well down the stretch, but they did what they needed to do to get in position to do something that hasn't been done since Super Bowl 39. 39, which is repeat as a champion. So we're talking 16 years. It's hard. It's really hard. And it's the mental drain more than anything else, because I think the Chiefs know how good they are. They just wanted to get there. Buffalo is terrifying to Kansas City. Josh Allen has been such an amazing leaper in terms of his ability to go from where he was. The last 2 years of his career, his first 2 years, he completed about 53% of his passes, which was either last or 30th the last couple of years. He's up to 63%. He's in the top 10. And it's a remarkable job, not only by him fixing some mechanical things, but an amazing job by the organization, by Brandon Beach, Sean McDermott, and Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator. They realized what they had, and they went out and got a bunch of great talent to work around it. Stephon Diggs rewrites the record book for Bills wide receivers. Cole Beasley, for 2 years, has afforded him very easy underneath completions to keep the chains going. You get a guy like Dawson Knox, a tight end that they drafted a few years ago. I mean, what the Bills have done is the template for every organization in the NFL, and so many fall short of it. Draft a guy you believe in and surround him with talent and good coaching, and good things will happen. And if you said your mortgage on the line, I'm riding with Kansas City until someone beats them. But it would not shock me if that team was Buffalo.
No, it wouldn't shock me either, the way they've been playing. They have been outstanding. We're chatting with Trey Wingo. His podcast, Half Forgotten History, can be found wherever you download a podcast. Speaking of, you know, young stud quarterbacks, the Deshaun Watson rumors, I think it was Mike Florio that started peddling this morning, that he's heard that maybe Watson would want out. And a lot of people have jumped on almost immediately saying he can want what he wants, but Houston, there's no chance they could ever contemplate trading this kid. Not a kid anymore. He's a legit you know, pro and a stud.
And I told you if he wants out, he's going out.
Well, it would mark kind of a new era, would it not? There have been examples over the years, but this is not like the NBA. This is not like other leagues where star players just decide I've had enough and I want to move on, and that's what happens. That's not the way the NFL is operated. So, you know, if there's truth in this, where for whatever reason Watson wants out, Like, how do you handicap the opportunity of that actually ever coming to fruition?
Well, before this season, I never would have told you they would have traded DeAndre Hopkins. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I still can't believe they did it. And it's funny, right? They just signed Nick Caserio from the Patriots to be their general manager after going 2 years without a GM, and they made him the third highest paid GM in the league. So let me get this straight. You went as an organization for 2 years thinking a GM wasn't important, and now you think it's so important you're going to make him one of the top three paid GMs in the NFL. Boy, did you guys screw that up.
Right.
You know, I mean, at least they're admitting it. You know, it's what might make this a possibility, and I would never do it. I tweeted this today. If they trade Deshaun Watson after trading away DeAndre Hopkins, the Texans should be relegated. You know, they should go
yep.
down a league.
They should.
Like we do in English Premier League soccer. But the problem for the Texans is they're still on the hook for a lot of DeAndre Hopkins money. They're still on the hook for a lot of J.J. Watt money, and they just paid Deshaun Watson. They don't have draft picks because they gave those away to Miami in the Laremy Tunsil trade. If you are really thinking about, you know, it's like a house. Like, if you think the bones are good and you want to strip it down to the studs, you trade away Deshaun Watson. But good luck finding that quarterback again. And the other thing that I'm happy with about the season Deshaun Watson has had is it's finally wiping away for everyone to see the argument that a quarterback's wins and losses matters. I think we can all agree that Deshaun Watson had an amazing season. He was phenomenal. And the team went 4-12. That ain't on him. That's on the other guys. And you know, I'm hopeful that we can finally get away from this narrative. Well, he has the most wins, and he's won this. No, wins are team achievements. Wins are organizational achievements. Losses are team achievements. It's not a one-person guy that does it. And Deshaun Watson and the brilliance of his season is living proof of that.
Trey, you just mentioned J.J. Watt, and we were discussing him last week. He seems like everybody in Houston loves that guy, but do you have any kind of inside scoop on what his teammates think of him? It seems like when trouble comes around, he seems to love pumping his own tires, saying how awesome he is, showing up to the facility first and blah, blah, blah. Do you have any kind of inside track on what his teammates think of him?
I think they like him. And look, I'm going to tell you, I have a relationship with JJ, and I could be absolutely biased by that, but I've never found him to be a phony.
Okay.
I have found him to be what he is. His little rampage a couple weeks ago about if you don't want to do this, you shouldn't be here. I know I loved it. And the NFL Films crew did a great job of the final game last week of him walking off the season. The camera was behind him, so I don't know if he could actually know it was there or not, but they caught him saying to Deshaun, "I'm sorry, we wasted one of your years. We wasted
Yeah, but don't you think that was kind of planned,
that's
Trey, where he's
like, he knew that was behind him. That's what it felt like.
I can't say that. I can't.
Yeah.
Maybe if you've seen other footage, I can't. Is it possible? Absolutely. But there's no way I can say definitively, oh, he knew the camera was there, and that's why he said it. Having spent time with him, that's the way he is. I can promise you that. And I know it does rub some people the wrong way, and I'm not going to tell them they're wrong for it. That's just not been my experience with him.
Okay.
Where do you see his future going? Because if they're taking a further step back, which I'm not sure that's possible. I mean, they won four games. They're handing the third overall pick to Miami. So I don't know how much they can improve this offseason. You know, there was chatter about J.J. Watt being available come the trade deadline. Maybe they'll let him go and pursue a Super Bowl somewhere else. I'm a Packer fan. I know his connect. He's from Wisconsin. You know,
yep.
could you see that being a part of his future, like him moving on or them moving on from him? And if so, you know, where could you see it going with J.J. Watt in the future?
I would see that as more of a possibility than giving up on a franchise quarterback in his prime, right? Doesn't that make more sense?
Of course.
If there are cap concerns, and by the way, the cap could be lowered this year for the first time in the salary cap era because of the lack of ticket revenue and all that kind of thing, even though we all know that's a ruse because the NFL is about to sign another massive NFL deal. And this just in, this past season, of the top 100 things on television, 69 of them were NFL games. So they're not going to get shorted here. Let's be clear about that. But they'll sell it as that. You know, if you're trying to lessen your burden on the cap, it makes much more sense to me to move on from J.J. than it would be to move on from a quarterback in his prime.
Yeah, oh, I totally agree with that, and I could see that being a part of the thought process, and J.J. Watt's connected there, but he may be looking for a fresh start as well, and if he got out, you know, there's a long history of guys kind of at the end of the road who go somewhere and make a big impact. And I know he'd be received well in Green Bay. If it was Green Bay,
they'd love him.
They'd love him.
No question.
Yep, they'd love it. The podcast is Half Forgotten History. He is Trey Wingo. It's always great of you to take time. Trey, we'll do it again down the road. Enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend.
That's Wild Card Weekend with a 7th seed, but I'll enjoy the hell out of it. Thanks, guys.
It's going to be fun. See you, Trey. There he is, Trey Wingo. Super Wild Card Weekend. Washington,
Tampa.
Thank God
I didn't tee off on J.J. Watt.
he said it's your opinion. He's like, I'm biased because I have a relationship with him. I tend to agree with you. Oh, I think he's a phony, and I think he's a hero. And that bothers me because, he's a fantastic player, and he's done a lot of great things for charity and for the city of Houston. I get that. But I don't like the, things go south. It's like, I did my thing. I'm working hard. Look at me.
I found it shocking, Jamie, how he knew the camera was there.
Like,
how does Trey, who's been at ESPN for a long time, who knows all the ins and outs of where the cameras are, not know that that was done on purpose? Like, come on.
But he's giving him the benefit of the doubt because he has seen things that we haven't. We're not.
Jamie, that's like me walking behind you, watching you sucker a guy in the face and then just saying, well, I didn't see that.
But what you would say is, I know Noodles, he's a good guy. There's a reason why he suckered that idiot. That's basically
whatever.
What
I just find it bizarre for Trey to not, like, he knows he did it on purpose. It was.
Well, and also you would think that, as I said earlier, the message would have been going the opposite way. Like, J.J. Watt's the elder statesman that just threw away one of his final years of his career. Why is he apologizing to Deshaun Watson? Watson's getting paid.
Kidding.
Watson's 27 years old. He's got a long tenure ahead
of
him.
Like, J.J. Watt was some kind of stud second-year player saying, sorry, we pissed one away.
Sorry, buds. Like, that would be like Joe Thornton going up to Mitch Marner and being like, hey, sorry about this year, Mitch. I mean, that's on me, dude.
I get it. I think there's different ways to go about that. He could have stood up in the dressing room and had that same speech. We just didn't need, he didn't need everyone to hear it. Why he wanted everyone to hear it is because he wanted to separate himself from that. A lot of times he's doing that for himself. He's not doing that for the good of the team. Why would you take that public? I know people say, like, that's old school and things should be left behind closed doors. That's not the way anymore. But some things are. A veteran guy standing up and giving heck to everyone,
I think that still happens.
I think it still happens.
I'm curious, again, in the Leaf room, like Joe Thornton, he's a newbie, but I don't know if he's a yeller and screamer. I don't know what exactly his tone is in the room, but I could sense, I do think there will be a sense of kind of responsibility towards a guy like Thornton. Like, it's pressure that comes with it. Like, he's been in the league for 23 years or whatever. He's never won a cup. We got to try to get one for him,
And
it doesn't mean you're going to play harder necessarily, but it might be something that could weigh on you.
No, what it does is it gets people's attention. I remember Gary Roberts walking into our locker room in Carolina. It's just a different vibe, and it's not like the party's over type vibe, but that this guy's all business, and you don't want one of your first interactions to be with him. You don't want to be that first guy in the team where he pulls you aside and says, you're an ass clown, and we need to smarten up here. You just say, okay, you want to impress the guy. You want him to call his buddies and say, I met Jeff O'Neill. He works hard, love him, blah, blah, blah. You don't want him calling, because in hockey, in sports, everybody talks to everybody. They've got former teammates on other teams, and you just place the call, what's so-and-so like? And you don't want to be that guy where it's like, this guy's a joke. You just don't want it. So it just changes the vibe.
You're right, and they have that aura around them where you don't want to disappoint them. Like, I played with star players, and I knew I wasn't even close to as good as them. So I wanted to have my best for them. And day in and day out, I would feel guilty if I saw a guy like Al MacInnis riding the bike for an hour after practice. That guy's playing, 30 minutes tomorrow or the next day. Like, they set the tone, and I could see Joe not having to be vocal, but the way he conducts business, the same way that John Tavares does. He's a quiet guy, but is an absolute pro. Patrick Marleau was that guy a couple of years ago where, quiet. By all accounts, and again, I can't verify this, Jason Spezza stood up a couple times in the dressing room last year and was vocal and it kind of leaked out, like, you know, that's a guy who's a happy-go-lucky guy, but he's sitting there at 35 years old going, knock it off here. We're better than this. And you listen to it. You don't.
And he's desperate, too. Like, he's been in the league for almost 20 years. He'll be 38 this year, and he's only got so many more kicks at the can. You know, Spezza, Thornton. So, I think that is a factor anyway.